Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Roger, will you please open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, we come giving you the honor, the glory, and the praise as we're led of the Holy Spirit tonight, O Lord. Father God, we just thank you for this glorious day, O Lord, for opening our eyes to see a beautiful day, Father God. Open up our eyes and open up our minds and our heart, Father God, to receive your word tonight, Father God. Father God, heal our bodies and our minds and our spirit and our soul tonight, Father God. Open our hearts, Father God, to be touched, Father God. Break the chains tonight, Father God, and release us tonight, Father God. Father God, cast down Satan tonight, Father God, back to the pits of hell where he belongs, Father God. Remove him from the airways, Father God, from the minds and the hearts, Father God, to receive the word of the shepherd tonight, to feed your sheep, Father God. Father God, we give you a hallelujah praise tonight, Father God. Open us up to receive it. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. Our Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The next date for service is this upcoming Sunday, November 10th. We do have some exciting news. To accommodate our coat giveaway and our homeless outreach, we will temporarily be meeting at a larger venue. The address is the Clarion Inn Hotel Conference Center, 1612 Sis Road in Modesto, California. That's 1612 Sisk Road in Modesto. We also want to announce that we will be doing a coat outreach as well. If you have a coat request, please send it in for the sizes and ages and the gender of the coat that you're in need of. This is due to Sister Penny by this upcoming Sunday, November 10th. Also, just a reminder, the kids do need to be present in order to receive that coat. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there is any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the prayer that the Spirit of God is over this line. And Father, it's time for the latter rain. And we thank you tonight, O Father, that there are those that are in position, God, to receive the latter rain. And Father, we thank you. It's your business, God, to cause the rain to fall. And Father, we thank you that your anointed is on their lives. And because of you, Holy Spirit, that rain gonna fall over them tonight. And they're in preparation, they're going through the process of receiving the rain. And I give you praise for it by faith in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Job, the 8th chapter, verses 6 and 7, and 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, verses 36 and 37. Again, 2 Samuel 22, verses 36 and 37, and Job 8, verses 6 and 7. We get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement tonight for you that are in preparation for the latter rain. And you know, must know that the former rain, which has already been upon your life, have given you victory to receive the latter rain. And the latter rain always precede the former rain because you are moved into a place of growth. And those stages involve growth. And it's where a time where you're in a ripened state, thanks to God. I want you to be encouraged tonight. I don't care what it looks like. Around you, your eyes may see it as a bleak situation, but it's not. And God wants you to know tonight that this is a latter rain season for you. And the Holy Spirit is the one that brings forth the rain. People can't do it. A building can't do it. Organization can't do it. Tradition can't do it. This is brought about by the Holy Spirit. He has the authority to bring the rain down. He has the power to bring the rain down. So this word is going to encourage you, for you that has been in a place where everything been small, and it seems as though there's no increase around you, when it seems like everything is held up, and by the looks of things, there's no crop. But it's not by the appearance of things. This word is to ensure you tonight, if you've been obedient to God, and if you have been steadfast about the things of God, your end will increase greatly. And you're going to see by the word of God, because this is to encourage people. God wants you to know he has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. And things appear to be held up in your life. But the source of rain, the former rain, has already prepared. And the Spirit of God has enabled you through the former rain to have victory. That means when things was in a process, that's when things was in a regeneration state, that's when things was underneath, it looked like it's nothing going to come up. That's the former rain. But he has given you victory that you've been steadfast. I always encourage people to stay steadfast. Many times, the whole family fall apart. And that means the rain is held up. But if somebody in that family stay steadfast, many times a husband will fall apart, but the wife will stay steadfast. Many times the wife will fall apart, but the husband will stay steadfast. But it's a bad thing when the whole household fall apart. There's no rain. But somebody got to stay steadfast. I'm talking about when that source of rain come down, that first rain come down, and you don't see anything. It looks like nothing going to come forth. You're wondering what is underneath. But the Holy Spirit is giving you victory for that final rain. And you're going to see by the word of God tonight. We're going to begin with Job 8, 6 through 7, please.
If thou were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase.
This is God have looked over your life. He see what you've been going through. He said, but you've been faithful. You've been honest. You've been diligently. He said, I will cause you to what? Increase. He said, I'm going to cause you to be increased. He said, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to restore your household as a reward. That's what he says in verse 6. He said, I will help you and restore your household as your reward. He said, all you lost will be nothing compared with how God, not humans, how God will cause you to increase. This word is to let you know tonight, I don't care what you lost, how things have hurt you in the past, in order to go forward tonight, the Spirit of God must heal you from the past. The past is just what it up. It's a wrap-up. It doesn't mean that those things that happened was not real. It was real. But it's time to go forward. And the Holy Spirit will heal you tonight from the past. It's like when you pour milk into the sand. You can't get that. That solution is totally changed. It's no longer milk. It has dissolved into the sand. It's no longer milk. I mean, it's a wrap. It's over with. And so many need healing from the past. But you have to make up in your mind to make a decision to let go tonight. To let go tonight so you can walk into your future. So you can receive what? The latter rain. God is the God that will bring forth your rain. He's a God of order, saints of God. He's not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. So many times people time has just stopped. They're in a vicious cycle. They cannot come out of it because they will not let go. Some people are so strong in a self-willed spirit, they will not let go and let God. I'm encouraging you, there are some individual that every season their life is enhanced. Every season they are enlarged. Then there are some, they stay in that same yesterday. They stay in the past. They don't go forward. They're stuck in a syndrome. That's when you need healing from the past. And the Spirit of God is the great healer. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight, that it's time for the latter rain. Meaning what? Enlargement, increase, expansion, growth, multiplication, advancement, to gain, to be built up. God want to stretch you tonight as you go forth to receive what? The latter rain. 2 Samuel 22:36-37, please.
Oh, 22. Okay, I'm sorry. 2 Samuel 22. Just a second. 22:36-37 read. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip.
This is meaning the form of rain. God is saying, I protect you. He said, I've been your help. He said, I'm going to make you great. He said, I'm going to enlarge your step. Enlargement is yours tonight. Said, your feet did not slip. When the seed was put down, you are a seed of God, saints of God. And the rain, that former rain has fell upon you. And there's, look like nothing going to come up. Everything appeared to be little. Everything seemed to appear to be in a halted state. Seem like there's no change. But this word is to encourage you tonight that the Lord said, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to restore your household as a reward to you tonight. What is your household? That means your dwelling, your family, people that's in your network, your children, your relationship, things that is connected to you. God says tonight, I'm going to increase. I'm going to cause growth to come to those areas. I'm going to cause you to raise up. I'm going to stretch you. Enlarge me, he's going to stretch you himself. And when the Spirit of God can't no individual take control of the rain, like in California, there's the desert. Can't nobody make it rain in the desert but God. Can't nobody make the rain come down but God. I don't care what human efforts are. They cannot make it rain because they are not in control of the elements. This is a word of encouragement for you that's always worried, always weary, always down and out in your spirit about the announcement of things over your life that is not good. God wants you to know tonight that you are not to walk in fear. If he has given you victory with the former rain, and it's time for the latter rain, humans cannot control it, thanks to God. So many times people are so fearful of humans and of things people announce, how things look, how it looks so grim in such in certain places, how things in your life look like it's so small that it's impossible for the increase, how things look like it's not going to ever change, but yet you've been faithful. There are some people that's been so faithful. There's hell on. They're hell on for their family. They're hell on when people was pulling on them to do this, that, and the other. They stood fast. They did not move. They was like concrete. They will not break. They stayed in a place. They didn't let nobody get in their mind. They didn't let nobody whisper in their spirit. They knew that it was their time and that things was going to change and everything that looked small around them, that the Spirit of God was going to increase. They are those kind of people who says that my salvation comes from the Lord and not from you. My salvation is from him. He going to bring me out of this place. He going to save me. Excuse me. In this place, he's going to bring me forth, and whatever you think about it, you have no control over the rain. God wants you to know tonight, humans have no control when it's time to rain in your life. And there are those that set up for the rain. You are in the right connection. God placing relationships in order. You are in the right network. Your dwelling, God's going to reward. Your family, God's going to reward. Things that God said, I've connected you with this, that, or the other, God's going to rain on that thing. And the process of growth is going to come from the Holy Ghost. Because he's the one involved to produce. He brings forth the final harvest. Humans can't do this. That's why I constantly encourage the people of God. I don't care what announcement is over you. God has the last word over you. God has the last word over you. When God says the latter rain shall come upon you, I don't care whoever wants you to stay in a drought, whoever wants you to stay small, whoever wants you not to be refreshed, cannot prohibit the power of God. You must believe tonight when it's time for the latter rain. It's the Lord going to ripen your harvest. Humans can't ripen your harvest. It's God's going to ripen your harvest. That's why I encourage those. Don't throw your children away. Don't throw your household away. Don't throw your family away. Don't throw those things that God has networked you in. Don't throw those connections that God has placed you in. Don't throw those systems that God has set up for you. Some people just throw in the towel, give up so easy. Everybody just throw in the towel at one time, and the whole life falls apart. Everything get infirm. Everything get sick. Everything get weak. Everything fall apart. Why? Because you will not hold on for the latter rain. It's the business of God tonight to bring forth the growth. Humans cannot do it. I don't care what you read. I don't care what you hear. I don't care what the world system announces. They have no control over the earth. He said the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. It. Everything is under control of the Holy Spirit. People can set up their agenda. They can say and announce whatever they want to say, but whenever the Spirit of God says it's a lot of rain for you, everything that they set up, everything that they say, come in a place like scrambled eggs. Come in a place of confusion. Why? Because it's the business of God to cause the harvest to ripe. Humans can't do it. Don't shake in your boots tonight, because God is the one that caused the latter rain. The Holy Spirit is the agency. The Holy Spirit is the one who has the authority. The Holy Spirit is the one who has the power. The Holy Spirit is the one in operation. And this night, the Lord is telling you, fear not what humans and men, a woman say that they can do. Fear not tonight. Because if the Lord says your time to receive the Lord, the latter rain. Everything in your network going to come together to receive what? The latter rain. Everything involved in your life, everything that's grouped up in your life, every connection in your life, every relationship in your life, your home, your family, your dwelling, your children, that means a network, a system going to work according to the time of the latter rain, saints of God. When the Spirit of God put a seed in the earth, that seed must obey God to bring forth a harvest. Tonight is your night to receive. That you're seeing down the road tonight. You're seeing success tonight. You're seeing that the Spirit of God gonna let allow His Spirit to overtake you in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. You're seeing by night things gonna come up fresh. You're gonna start walking down memory lane. I'm talking about the past. So many people are so whopped in their spirit. And the future is held up. The past keep you stuck. You can't go forward. It terminates. It stops everything. The past does. It's like water on the bridge. Not moving, stagnant. Cause everything to be held up. But tonight, if you can believe the word of God tonight, it's a season of the latter rain. You're going through a process of growth right now. Mike, you may not be able to feel. It's not by feeling, saints of God. It's not by emotion. It's about His word. He sees your character. He sees how... He sees you greater than anyone else can see. He said, I said, high, low, low, I see everything. It's nothing hidden from the eyes of God. He see your inside and out. He see how you're holding fast in the midst of that old rain. And how you're standing in faith saying, I will receive my latter rain. I will not move. It's so sad when the latter rain is about to fall on a household and somebody give up. Whole house, sometimes the whole house go give up. Because children can't control their parents. When the parents give up, whole house fall apart. And it's so sad when both parents give up and don't have enough faith to wait on the latter rain. It's like husband and wife, they both give up. Then they're stuck looking at each other, saying, I wish I had a, but it's too late. But this is a word of victory tonight, saints of God. The that it's your time, that the Spirit of God is the one that calls a found harvest to be ripened. That period is brought forth by the Lord, meaning that the latter rain rains on that particular thing that God says you've been faithful in the former rain, meaning you held fast and my Spirit have allowed you to walk in victory. When everything and everyone wanted you to give up, when a naysayer was whispering in your ears, when those that didn't want to see success over the things that God says it's a process you're going through, and the former rain is over you, but you listen to people that does not see out of the eyes of the Word of God, can't stay in a presumptuous spirit. They feel, they see what they think that's not of God. Then they want you to believe it. And then so many people get caught off, get pulled away, and they begin to believe a presumptuous spirit, something that's not based on the Word of God. And everything fall apart. They don't get enlarged. They don't get the increase. They don't get the expansion. They don't get the growth. Don't get the multiplication, the enhancement. Don't get the gain. Don't get stretched by God. It's time for God to stretch you tonight, if you can believe tonight. It's time, as we just read in Job the 8th chapter, that your reward is that everything you lost be nothing compared with how God will cause you to be increased. I want you to be encouraged by the Word of God. God gives the increase. When the latter rain fall on you, that's the spirit of increase. That means increase in anything that God says is your time, because I have given you victory when the process was going on in your life. I've given you strength. I kept you through it. I've been your salvation through it. That's what it said in 2 Samuel. I protected you. I've helped you in order to make things great in your life. Because I shall enlarge your steps. And you will not slip. You will not slip in this hour, saints of God. I constantly pray that particular prayer. Keep my feet from stumbling, God. And who is the one that keeps your feet from stumbling? The Spirit of the Lord? It's something just a repetition in my mind. Because people's waiting to see you stumble. But the Holy Spirit said he will keep your feet from stumbling. Even though people is waiting to see you stumble, the Spirit of the Word, he said he will gird you with strength. He will keep your feet from stumbling. That's in 1 Samuel also, 1 Samuel 2. He said he would keep you from falling. That's in Psalms 116 and 8. He said he would cause you to walk safe and your foot shall not stumble. That's in Proverbs 3:23. I'm giving you some nuggets of word tonight. And this is what he says in 2 Samuel 22. He will cause you not to slip, because it's his rain, his light of rain that's over you tonight. I want you to be encouraged tonight, saints of God, that the Spirit of God is saying to you tonight that I've allowed you, I've strengthened you through the things that's been small. If you're not faithful over small matters, how can you be faithful over matters that's enlarged in your life? Don't work like that. That's not the spirit of order. You have to be faithful over small matters. If you are faithful over small matters in your life, thanks to God, the Spirit of God enlarged your territory. He enlarged and he increased. Some people can't be faithful over nothing. They always late. They always complaining. They always see negative. They always see the worst. It's a spirit that's what holding them up, not you. Because greater he is in you than he is in the world. Greater he is in you than he's in the world. 1 John 4:4. The great I am lives inside of you tonight. He will allow you not to stumble tonight. I'm giving you word. He will keep your feet from stumbling. He will present you faultless before the Father. He don't begin a good work in you not to complete it. This is the confidence we have in him. He don't begin a good thing not to complete it. He's a God of completion. He's a God of order. And so this word is to encourage you tonight that you have been in a small place, but yet you've been faithful. That means victory. There's little around you. You haven't seen great increase. But God is saying to you tonight, your end will be better. He will cause you to increase tonight. And tonight, I'm going to pray that your past be healed by the Spirit of God so you can walk forth in the future. You no longer will be stuck, that you can go forward, that those things are terminated in the past I'm talking about. Because those things in the past help me to be stronger in the future. Learn. A learning process, thanks to God. You learn how to trust God. You learn that you could depend on God. You have no confidence in the flesh because you know we are flesh and blood, but the Spirit of God goes forth inside of you, empower you to trust him. That means you don't go around condemning everybody, saying everybody's the devil, this, that, and other. But your confidence is totally in the Holy Spirit. And so when something strikes you that's not good, you don't hold on to a thing. You shake it off quickly. I don't hold on to a thing. I don't care what nobody say or do. I'm not going to let them hinder my blessing. Don't let them hinder your blessing. You don't hold on. You forgive, you walk on, and you walk in the future. You don't hold anything against people. Why? Because you are walking in a place where you're growing. And people that's growing don't walk like that. They don't stagger like that. Because they walking in the future. They believe in God for the increase. They believe in God for the enlargement. So we that need to be healed tonight from the past, you have to make up in your own mind a decision to let go. That's what people does. Even though those things are real, that you've been hurt. It's real. It's not artificial. And God knows it's real. But he's saying tonight, let go. Let go. Because when you let go, the opportunity of a fresh start is in the future. And the latter rain comes upon you. But any time you hold, then you want to bring people into that place where they're held back to them. They're held back. Don't be deceived, saints of God. That's a trick of the evil one. You know how a dog with rabies, he's out of control. He'll go around attacking anyone. People that's hurt, they hurt people because they need healed, thanks of God. They'll go around attacking, saying things they ought not say, and pulling people into that mess. That's deception of Satan. I mean, they're held back, and they're going to hold you back. But when you go forward, it's real. Pain is real. But I know one that can heal you, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I'm the great I am. I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. He said, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. When you heal, you're no longer stuck. Nobody can trick you like that. You go on forward, and what happened? God bring forth what? The latter rain. It began to rain on your season. And the latter rain is the process and a stage of things being produced and developed by God in your life. It's time for development. It's time for that thing that God has placed inside of you that you cannot shake, for you to prosper in it, for you to do well tonight. All God wants you to do is receive it by faith, let go, and allow God to be God in your life. Why? Because can't no human do this. Now, the humans would want to deceive you. Can't do it. It's nowhere in the scripture. Humans cannot bring the increase. If human increase you, humans will what? Bring you down also. But if God increase you, he said, I'll keep your feet from slipping. He's going to keep you from slipping because this increase came from him, not from humans. Because humans are deceptive. But God saying to you tonight, when there's increase over your life, and it's your reward tonight to receive the latter rain, I'm God, and I will not allow your feet to stumble. I will keep you from falling. Humans cannot do that. They'll prepare a trap for you to fall. But God wants you to be encouraged tonight, saints of God, for the latter rain shall come from God to rain on your life tonight. And you're in preparation to receive the gusher, to move all the pollution, to move all the things that have hindered, to cause your life to come into a place of enlargement, to be stretched, to be enhanced, for expansion, for growth, for you to profit tonight. And that's all I can say tonight, is that I'm going to agree with the word of God and pray tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith.
Okay.
That was a powerful word. Thank God for you. My prayer request is for my son, Isaiah. He's going on to have surgery in the morning. We just found out today. So I just want prayer for safety, that God is ultimate doctor. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, I thank you tonight for the word of God. And God, I'm just so interceding for families as never before, because they're going through a battle. Why? Because the business of growth is over their lives. It's the business of God. And the enemy is fighting them with every weapon that he can possibly use against them. And Father, tonight, you're saying to them tonight, the growth process, the stages you're going through, I'm involved. I have my word over the final harvest to rain on you tonight. And Father, I thank you that the latter rain is being prepared to be a gusher over your elect tonight. This is the time of dispensation. They're seeing gushers over other people's lives. And many times they wonder, will this cycle ever change? Will I always stay in this little space? Will there be any promotion of growth over my situation? God wants you to stand on his word tonight. He is saying tonight, you did well when things were little, but your end will be so much greater. Father, they've been faithful over little matters. They've been faithful over little things. And you said it's time for the latter rain to be upon them as a reward from you. And your word is saying, I'm going to reward you. Everything you lost will not compare to what I will cause to increase in your life. Father, I thank you for the increase tonight. I thank you for the enlargement tonight. I thank you for the growth tonight in their dwelling, with their families, in their homes, with their children. Those network systems that you have set up before the foundation of the world, those relationships that you have caused them to come together and be a network, those groups that's been connected by God. Rain, Holy Spirit, rain, the latter rain on those systems tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for the latter rain. Oh, Father, you go forth by your Spirit and that your rain fall on their harvest tonight. It's a period of ripening for them tonight, and that this is the season that things should ripen in their lives. Father, I thank you for the latter rain, which is the Holy Spirit, your authority, God, your means and your assurance, your power in operation over their lives tonight. Father, anyone that needs healing tonight from their past, let them tonight come into a place to make a decision. I'm letting go tonight. I'm allowing God to take over everything that has befallen me, everything that caused me and caused my life to be in shambles tonight. I thank you for the Holy Spirit overthrowing those powers tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God bring increase tonight. You said this is the night, oh God, that the latter rain gonna fall on those places that have been dried up. Holy Spirit, I thank you for doing a work. Ending some things, oh God, that only you can end. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God, Jeremiah 30:17, to be upon their life. Restore health now, Father. You say, I restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of the wounds. Father, heal them of their wounds and restore health. You say, you heal the broken heart and bind up their wounds. Father, I thank you tonight that it's done by faith because of your word. It's only your word is going forth tonight. Father, I thank you for Isaiah going forth in the surgery in Jesus' name, that the healing verses of Jesus go into the room where they will perform the surgery. That every technique, every procedure will be by the eyes of God. I come against the spirit of error in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God will cause him to come forth, and that the Spirit of God will cause him to be repaired, that the Spirit of God will heal in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. And God, I give you praise that the Spirit of God is upon these your people. I thank you for Vanessa. I thank you for Allison. I thank you for Shad. That the Spirit of God move in those places. That the Spirit of God bring forth this baby. That the Spirit of God heal their home. That the Spirit of God heal the personal life. That the Spirit of God go into those places, oh God, and repair everything that's caused their lives to be held up. Oh, God, break that vicious cycle tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the latter rain. I thank you for the growth. I thank you for the ripening Spirit of God to bring forth the harvest. In Jesus' name, over your elect tonight, in the name of Jesus, that the latter rain will come from the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost will ripen their harvest, and they will see development in their lives, and everything that the Spirit of God says shall come forth in a harvest shall be by the word of God. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving that is done now in the name of Jesus. Believe God tonight for the restoration of your household. That means your dwelling place, your family, your home, your children, every network system that God has connected in your life, every relationship, everything he has put you in a group in, that the Spirit of God allow the connection, and the Spirit of God shall enlarge. Increase. I thank you for Maddie on this new job, that the Spirit of God give her favors wherever she go, that the spirit of error is not over Maddie's life, that the Spirit of God cause Maddie to work in excellency, that the Spirit of God increase Maddie tonight in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. It's done. You receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. My Lord. get up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs, and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said, just pray with me. I said I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. A confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.